Virujala Nilamani, we're in text 22 of the ongoing description of Krishna as a romantic, super transcendental hero of Vrindavan. And this verse 22 from chapter 1, Nayaka Ved. Shringarasa sarvasvam shiki picha vibhushanam angi krita narakaram ashriye bhuvanashriyam. Another beautiful Sanskrit verse by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. So this is translation of verse number 22. Shringara rasa sarvasvam shiki picha vibhushanam angikrita narakaram ashraye bhuvanashrayam bhurbhuvasva bhuvanashrayam. This beautiful shloka, Rupa Goswami is glorifying Krishna, Nayak, Sri Krishna. In the translation he says, let me take shelter of Krishna, the shelter of all the worlds, bhuvana ashraye. Krishna's transcendental body resembles the form of a human being. Angi krita narakaram. Nara means like narahari, half man, half lion. So narakaram. Krishna's body, his transcendental body, resembles the form of a human being, nara. Nara nari means man, woman. Stri and Purusha. He is decorated with a peacock feather. Shiki picha bhushanam. Bhushanam means ornament, decoration. Shiki picha means peacock feather. And then it says, the mellow of transcendental conjugal love is Krishna's most cherished treasure. That's interesting. We were talking about the rasaniti from that verse number 8. And Radharasudaniti, shloka number 8, we were talking that Radharani is rasanidhar. Rasanidhar Vrishabhano Jayas. And now coming here to Rupa Goswami, and he's using the same idea that Radharani is this Shringhara Rasa Sarvasvam, that he's a Sarvasvam. He's a whole, complete Shringhara Ras personified. Because Shringhara Ras means Madhurati. So in Dwarka, Dwarkadisha has Madhurati, Ram has Madhurati, you know, the divine love between Ram and Sita, or Krishna and the gopis. So beautiful verse, Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari. Rupa Goswami is glorifying the Shringharati of Krishna, Shringharati Raj, Sri Krishna. And because Rupa Goswami sees Krishna, he sees Krishna through the eyes of Rupa Manjari. Because in Gaur Leela, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Goswami. And Radha Krishna Leela, the same Rupa Goswami is Sri Rupa Manjari. So how Rupa Manjari loves Krishna, how much Rupa Manjari loves Radharani. So it's called Bhav Drishti, Prem Drishti. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksa Devi Ridyesha Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Sarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. You're here. So, this is Brahmaji, Sri Brahmaji, Brahma Samhita. He's saying Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. Prem Ak, Lochan, you know, Padma Lochan, Bachana. With his premak, with the love-filled eyes, Krishna Prem, Lochan, then Krishna Deki, Krishna Rup Deki, we can see Krishna's form, we can see Krishna's Leela, Leela Drishti, Krishna Drishti. So this is, with these eyes and with this heart, he's glorifying. Just like, if you ask me, it's my Gurudev's appearance day, Avirbhav Tithi, Mater Gurudev. So, can you, and you never met my guru, you don't know anything about my guru, but you know I have a guru. So I say, can you glorify my guru? Guru Mahima, Aap Bat Guru. Aapka guru nahi malam nahi. I don't, janta nahi hun. I don't understand, I don't know who your guru is. Acha. But then, if someone says, can you glorify your guru? Then you can write, you can speak so much Guru Mahima. Shishya can give Guru Mahima so much glorification. Why? Because Sambandha. Guru Shishya Sambandha. The heart of the Guru is tied to the heart of the Shishya. And when Guru ties his heart to the heart of the Shishya, That means the heart of the Shishya is tied to the lotus feet of Radharani and Krishna. If he's a Yogalopasaka. Then Gaudiya Vaishnava, Acharya, Guru, Sadhu, or Sadvi, or Grihasthi, Brahmachari, all Yogalopasakas. Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda, Yuga Upasaka. We worship Radha and Krishna together. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Kopijana Vallava Giri Varadari. Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Sanskrit, Bangala, Eksaman. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. No problem. Krishna's Vanachari, Vamshidari. So Krishna's wandering in the forest along the banks of the Yamuna, playing his flute and calling all the gopis for ras. So this is the Krishna we worship. Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Mada, Radha Govinda, Radha London Ishvara. That's a good one. Radha Paras Ishvara. Prabhupada could see Krishna everywhere. Prabhupada could see Krishna in Paris. I can't. Prabhupada can see Krishna in London. I can't. I can see Krishna in a temple, in a murti. Why? Because I'm a Kanishta Adhikari. The Kanishta Adhikari, his lakshana, his guna, his qualities, that's Krishna in the temple. But you're not Krishna. Krishna's not in your heart, so I can slap you and insult you and curse you. That get lost. Krishna's only there. No, Krishna is everywhere. Krishna Bitar, Bar, Upar, Niche. Krishna Sabdisha. Sabdisha. Ek Hindi Bhajan. Mera Radharani ka aage, mera Radharani ka piche, mera Radharani ka upar, mera Radharani ka niche, Radharani ka bitar, mera Radharani ka bar, mera Radharani ka baya, mera Radharani ka daya. Namaste. This is Radhaju, Radharani. So Radharani is in my front, and Radharani is my back, and Radharani is my left side, and my right side. She's inside of me, she's above me, she's below me, she's all around me. Govinda Sarvasva. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Pad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 4, Char Adhyaya, glorifying Radharani. Devi Proktam, Devi Proktam, Govinda Sarvasva, Govinda Nandani, Govinda Nandani, Govinda Saraswa. This is Radharani's Mahima, the glories of Radharani. Govinda, Govinda Sarvasva. Very simple. Radharani is Krishna's, is Govinda's everything. Because it's glorification. Oh, Radharani, you are Govinda Sarvasva. You are Govinda Sarvasva. You are everything for Krishna. Everything. So then you are Govinda Nandini. You are the one. You are the one that gives the param paramananda to Krishna. Paramananda, the highest love to Krishna. Nandini. Govinda Nandini Radha. Govinda Sarvasva Radha. Devi Radha. Mahabhava Surupani Radha, 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 Radha. This is the fact. So, now we can see, this is the translation. And we'll read verse, because the tika is, we already covered the two tikas. There's only one, there's two tikas, so we covered before the points in another class. This is text 23 and 24. They're both mixed together here. In this verse, Rupa Goswami Pad, he's identified and described the different four types of heroes. Nayak. Nayak means hero, the romantic, the beloved, or the lover, the romantic person, the hero. Sometimes in English the word hero means somebody who's heroic and courageous and valorous and generous and powerful, like a kshatriya, like a king, a warrior. So that Nayak doesn't mean hero in that sense. Nayak means the lover. So the lover, Krishna is a transcendental spiritual, the lover of Radharani. He has four aspects of his loving personality, and they're all variegated and different, as we heard, and this is a review. So there's Dhirodatta, then there's Dhirodatta, then there's Dhira Prashant, and then there's Dhira... Dear Lalita, yeah, Krishna. Krishna is Dear Lalita. So they have different characteristics. So now, in those four types of heroes, some are married, like Krishna and Dorkit and Rukmini, and some of those romantic heroes, romantic hero, in other words, he's courageous in romance, There's a hero, and that generally means shooting and killing and defending and security and saving lives and protecting countries or whatever. But the romantic hero, he has all his heroic heroism is showed with his beloved. He doesn't go into battle. Krishna doesn't go on any battlefields. He doesn't have any weapons. He doesn't. And Krishna Vrindavan, no chakra, no bow, no arrow. You never see any posters of pictures of Krishna with chakra in his fingers. Or Ramchandra, even when they make a murti of Ramchandra, they carve a bow, a danu. They carve a bow out of marble. Like they carve Brahmin threads for different deities. So they carve a Brahmin thread and an arrow quiver. Quiver means a container to carry the arrows. It's in the back. It's carved in a deity. Like you buy deities that have their jewelry and everything carved on them in Jayapur. Like all so many deities in Prabhupada purchased, like Rukmini Dwarkadish and Radha Govinda. If you see them when they're without, you know, without their dress, bathing them and bathing seva, snan seva, then they have necklaces carved, and they're actually painted also. The Stapadiwalas in Jayapur, they carve the beads of the pearl necklace and then they paint them and so many things. Of course, we don't see that because then we dress them again. But they have saris, they have dhotis, they have everything. Kopin, Krishna's kopin. So this is these four presentations that we said, and then within those, as a married or as the unmarried lover of Radharani and the gopis, the Vrindavan, divine love of Krishna and the gopis, then there's four further temperaments that he shows. He may be dear Prashant, which means of Prashant, like Shanti. He's a very peaceful lover, very controlled. But then sometimes he becomes Shatta. So he's dear Prashant, which means that's basically all the time he's like this. But sometimes he lies or cheats. And then he becomes Shatta. but then if he's dear Datta, so these are enhancements. This is the science of rasa, and we live it and we experience it in a shallow, limited way. But we're talking about Krishna, Bhagavan, and he has, actually, this book will explain, Rupa Goswami will explain, that Rupa Goswami had, Krishna has 96 features of being, he's a romantic hero, he's a dear Lalita Nayak. Nayak, dear Lalita Nayak, a hero. Then he's dear Prashant Nayak. Then he's dear Datta. Then he's dear Datta Nayak. Then he's a dear Datta Shatta. And a dear Datta Dakshin. And dear Datta Anukul. It's four and the four and the four and the four and the four. And the final total? 96. 96 types of, 96 types of Nayak, Krishna shows. Called Nayak. This chapter, one. Ujjala Nilamani, it's called Nayak. Nayak Bade. You know, Bade. Different types, this type of hero. 96 types. 48 types in Patibhav. In Patibhav, and 48 types in Upapatibhav. Krishna shows 48 types of romantic, heroic personality in Dwarka, and 48 different types in Vrindavan with the gopis. So this is 96. Now that's Krishna. He's one. And he has 96 different features of his loving personality with the gopis in Vrindavan. I mean, totality of all his lovers, his married lovers and his unmarried lovers, the Mahishis and queens of Dwarka and the gopikas of Braj, as Prabhupada used to say, which I thought it was original, but it actually originates with Bhaktisiddhanta. Bhaktisiddhanta would translate the word gopi as the cowherd damsels of Braj. Radhisham, Jashirati. So this is now Krishna is one, and he has 96 heroic features. Now, if we look at Radharani and all the gopis, there's so many gopis: Asasakis, Lalita Vishaka, Chitra Champak, Hindaleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi, and they're all this. The Asasakis of Radharani, then Lalita has Asasakis, and Hindaleka has Asasakis, and Vishaka has Asasakis, and each have Astamandris, and goes on and on, and thousands and millions of sakis and mandris, and one of them is you, or you, or whoever, or me, or Dad, and he's also Manjari. You should see his Manjari Sroop. Oh, amazing. He's got long black braid, you know, beautiful lotus eyes, and just, you have to look go see a little deeper, you know. So this is, so now the, how many heroines, how many Nayakas, Nayak and Nayaka, the lady love and the man lover, whatever you call it. And we say lady love, what do you say? The man, lady, and the gentleman love. The lady love, the beloved and the lover. So Krishna's a lover and the gopis are beloved. Krishna has 96 types of loving features and personalities and moods and feelings. Like sometimes we say, oh, this devotee is very moody. You know, they're not balanced. It's how somebody has something. Like, what's wrong with you? I don't know. I just get out of here. I don't want to see any devotees. I want to be by myself. Yeah. Okay, man, cool. You know, so they're moody. So Krishna, that's a human being, has a few different moods, man, woman. But Krishna has 96 different moods. 96 different moods in one rasa. 96 different loving temperaments, moods, attitudes, outlooks, dealings. Sometimes our lover deals straight with us. And sometimes she deals crooked. She says, you know, someone said they saw you with some other guy the other day in the park. And just that. No, this, who is that? It's some crackpot. You know, I love you, you're everything, you know. So then she loves that man, but she's telling jute. She's lying. So she has Madhurya Ras. She has love for this person, man. But then she's being a Shata Nayaka. She's being a lying, a cheating girlfriend or whatever. So Krishna has 96 personalities. And then the gopis have 360. Now, can you imagine having a loving relationship with a lady that has 360 different kinds of moods and attitudes? My God! Every single day that you live with her, or move with her, or relish with, enjoy with her, she'll show a different mood than the day before. And 1 year, it's like instead of having one lover, or one wife, or whatever, one gopi, you have 360 wives. You have to have an amazing, you must be pretty talented yourself. If you can somehow figure out all those 360 types of Nayaka Bhav. So this is all these amazing, inconceivable, but yet attractive and sweet points and facts are enclosed in this little book in front of me, which is only 1,100 pages, and we're on page 74 after 2 weeks, so... Divide that up and see how many weeks that'll be. How many kartiks? Yeah, gray hair. I have gray hair. I don't think we're going to make it. are we going to get to the 1,000 pages? It doesn't matter. Oh, there's a big feast. Oh, I can only eat these things. So is that a problem? If you only eat the sweet rice, and you only eat the rubbery, and you only eat the burfi, and you only eat the sabjis, and the cheese sabjis, and a few kofta balls, and a few samosas, and some kachoris and some nectar drinks. And if that's all you eat, is that bad? No, that's really good. Yeah, you know, it's like, but there's 40 other preparations. There's Giriraj's Mahaprasada, there's Chapan Bhog, there's 56 preparations. Oh my God, I can't feel in my stomach, but I want to. I want to just throw everything in there, but my stomach's like this and the food's like this. Because tomorrow, my friends and associates, this is a big day for me because I'm a Giridhari worshipper. So since when he came, 1990, he came from Gadadhar Das Babaji Maharaj, who is now in Golok and is Nitya Seva. He gave this Govardhan Shila when I was in Radhadamanar. So this is his appearance day, whatever that is, 1990 and 10. It's 27th anniversary. 27th anniversary of yours truly, the Pajari, and Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Giridhari. So, all different places, sometimes in Delhi, working on visa, not really, but Delhi or here, there, different place. Big functions, so sometimes Giriraj gets 500 preparations, all handmade by loving devotees, men and gentlemen and ladies. Sometimes 1,000, sometimes 300. Many times I was Gopal Mandir, I lived on the roof in a little room, 6 feet by 14. For 10 years. That means 6 feet means 2 meters, 2 meters by 3 meters. 2 by 3 meters, that was my room. It's nice, Anand. So it got a little bigger now, but it was very nice. I liked it. So then all the Pandas and Brahmas of Radhakund used to come and see Darshan of Giriraj's Chapan Bhog. So someone might say, this is off the point. No, we're talking about the hero. And who's a bigger hero when it comes to eating than Giriraj? Giriraj is Krishna. Giriraj is Krishna's aspect as I don't want to say the word we might use in English, but it's Krishna's aspect of someone who really likes to eat a lot, if you know what I mean. Can you figure it? Krishna, when Krishna becomes Giridhari, that's his aspect of like just eating like Bhagavan. Okay, you got it? So he eats and eats everywhere. The minimum standard for Giriraj Puja is 56 offerings a day. So outside you offer chapati, steamed vegetables because you're on a diet, and then you have a little, you know, little dal. Okay, fine, three preparations. But in your Manasi Puja, before you make your external puja, then you offer chapan bhog. And to facilitate that offering in chapan bhog, Srila Prabhupada has given us a very nice bhajan, which is called chapan bhog bhajan. You know that? You know chapan bhog, don't you, right? You know chapan bhog, you don't know the bhajan. What is this? This is the real thing. You know, if you just know the chapan bhog and not the bhajan, then you're in bliss, but not like knowledgeable bliss. There's a difference. You should have not just bliss on alone is not good. You have to have knowledgeable bliss. This means lila plus tattva. Krishna lila plus Bhagavat tattva, prema tattva, shakti tattva, rasa tattva, Vaishnava tattva, nam tattva. These are the tattvas we have to know. That's the foundation. We walk on the earth, not in the sky. So the earth is our foundation. So tattva is the earth to walk. It's called bhakti marg. Vaidhi sadhana marg or Raghunuga sadhana marg, bhakti marg. Marg means the road, the way, the path. Well, in many villages and many places, at least in India, the roads are dirt. They're just earthen paths. So that's the marg. So we're walking the bhakti marg. So then we have to have ground under our feet, and that's tattva. Because the bhakti marg means the way of love. Marg means way. M-A-R-G-A, marg. Bhaktivedanta marg. In ISKCON Vrindavan. So marg means the way, the path, the road of devotion. So we're walking the road of love. We're walking the road of love, trying to love each other, trying to love Krishna, trying to love everyone and everything. And our goal is the prema of Radha and Krishna. So we're walking the road of love, which is called Bhakti Marg. And Bhakti Marg is very wonderful in the beginning, and then very wonderful in the middle, and then it finally... When you're going on Bhakti Marg, then the sign will change and say, excuse me, the road now has a new name. Now you're not on the Bhakti Marg, you're on the Bhav Marg. Bhav Marg. Bhav means intense attachment to Krishna, where the heart melts with loving sensations and feelings, which excite the mind and fill it with inconceivable inner balance, peace, and joy, and even gives glimpses of the destination that sadhaka is going to. That's the level of bhav. That's called, so the bhakti marg becomes bhav marg. The way of bhakti and devotion, and Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. I'm serving Hari and I'm serving Vaishnava, I'm serving Guru and Nam Seva. That bhakti marg becomes bhav marg. Then we walk in the bhav marg and it becomes prem marg. And we walk more in the prem marg and it becomes Voma Vrindavan Leela of Krishna, Prakat Leela of Krishna. Saksha Darshan of Radha and Krishna. And then your Nitya Seva begins and your Siddha Sarup. And this is the perfection of walking on the way of love. The perfection of walking on the Bhakti Marg. So it's leading. Where is it going to? Where are we going to? We're going to Shringha Rasa Sarvastam Shiki Picha Vibhushana. This is where the Bhakti Marg, we're doing devotion to this personality. Shringa rasa sarvasvam shiki picha vibhushanam. First it describes this one line of Rupa Goswami in Sanskrit, so beautiful, verse 22, describes the Madhurya Mahi aspect of Bhagavan and the Aishwarya aspect of Bhagavan. Which means when we talk about the Aishwarya aspect, the Aishwarya means the wealth, the power, the truth, the position, the philosophy, the ontology, the theology, all of these words, this means the Aishwarya aspect, the power, the influence, the creator, etc. And then there's the Madhurya Mayi aspect of Bhagavan. That's sweet, sweet, sweet. And Madhurya Mayi is all about ras and all about bliss, or rather, bliss, ras and bliss. And that is what we're worshipping. We're worshipping the sweetness in Radharani, the sweetness in Krishna, and the sweetness in Vrindavan. And we worship the sweetness in the devotees, because devotees are sweet, divine, transcendental personalities. And the more that bhakti has transformed their minds and egos, they become sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So we are in a process of sweetening our sour hearts and our bitter minds, because our hearts are sour because of various breakings of the heart. And our minds are bitter due to the experience of living in Kali Yuga for many lifetimes. So now we're experiencing the sweetness of divine sarasanga and divine seva. Yeah, it's like this. So this line, he's telling, Shringa rasa sarvasvam. These are all words to describe the identity, the aishwarya, the philosophy, the tattva of Krishna. He's sarvasvam. He is a totality and a cause of all rasas. All the different rasas originate from this beautiful little boy. How old is he? He's 15 years, 9 months, 7 and a half days. Siddha Krishna is telling. Dhyan Chandra is telling in Bharati. What is Krishna's eternal age? How does he know? I don't know. Maybe he went to Mathura and he looked in the birth records and he found that Krishna's birth certificate in Mathura, because that's the district capital of the Braj Mandal. And anyway, he's telling this, that Krishna's age is 15 years, 9 months, and 7 and 1 half days. Why? Because you know, whenever you meet a young boy or a young girl, whether they're Russian or Indian or American, you say, what is your age? She'll say, I'm 6 and a half. That half means a lot. It means a whole lot. Right? You did it. You said that, but you forgot. I'm 6 and a half. Oh, wow, excuse me. Where's the artik tray? Where's the chamara? You're really special. You crossed the halfway mark. So Krishna, it starts there. Where does everything start? Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate yati matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samanvita. Aham. Everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. What does this verse say? This is fully chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 8. This is fully about Krishna's Aishwarya in Bhagavad Gita, this verse. But here, the same word, sarvasvam. But this isn't, I'm the source of all creation, and I'm the source of saying 7 and a half years old, and I'm the source of saying 3 and a half years old. He is the source, and you see, he identifies and he argues with other coward boys. Hey, Subho, how old are you?
I'm 15 years and 9 months. Ha! I'm 15 years, 9 months. No, he says, I'm 15 years, 9 months. And whatever he says, 6 days. Krishna says, I'm half a day older than you are. So, I'm big coward boy. Well, I beat you by a half a day. So that makes me big. Bigger than you. Oh, yeah, that's right, Krishna. Then Dalji comes. He says, what are you guys laughing about and talking about? He says he's older than me. Acha. How old is he? He's by half a day. Are I'm 11 months older than the both of you. I'm the Kadagraja. It means born after the one who carries a club. That's the name for Krishna, Kadagraja. Agraja means born after Gada, you know, Krishna. Balaram carries a club, as you know. So he says, Balaram says, I am the elder brother. I'm the Barubai. May Barubai whom? He's Chotabai. You know, this is my... Oh, wow, Balaram. So this is Krishna, 15 years, 9 months, 7 and a half days. And he's Sringa Rasa Sarvasam. He's Sringa Rasa. He's all varieties and possibilities of combinations with lover and beloved. He is it. He's a source of it. He produces it. He creates it. He relishes it. He enjoys it. He expands it into the hearts of the eager and thirsty and desirous eternal associates, and he expands it into the hearts of his anxious and yearning and sincere devotees that are trying to attain the sweet divine love of Radha and Krishna, their eternal service and their eternal Sudadeya. This is Sarvastram. This is the fullest meaning of Sarvastram. He gives that Shingar Ras Sarvastram. He gives complete measure, complete amount of Shingar Ras to all the gopis in Vrindavan. But then Sarvastram, it's all of us too. Sarvastram means I give my Shingar Ras. I give my Shingar Ras. This is a quality of Krishna as a hero. I give my Shingar Ras to every single gopi. Sarvastram. I don't leave anyone out. Oh, you are Nimbark Sampradaya? You're in Sakhi Bhav. Or you're a Gaudiya and you're somehow in Sakhi Bhav? Okay, I'll give my love to you too. Come on. Navadasi, Navasaki. So this is Shringar Ras Sarvastram. But then, that's where the Nitya Siddhas, his Nitya Siddha Parishads, or the Sadhana Siddhas. But then Krishna gives himself to every single devotee. Shringar Ras Sarvastram. Every single Gaudiya Vaishnava that understands the actual tattva and samanda and avideya and prayojana of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta understands what did Lord Chaitanya came to give, and he's actually studied the books. He understands that Lord Chaitanya came to give Shri Bhakti Shriyam, Unat Ujvala Rasam, Shri Bhakti Shriyam, Anarpita Chirinjret, Karana Yavati Aranyakalo. The Lord Chaitanya, Krishna has come in the form of Lord Chaitanya to give what no one has ever given before. Chiracharam. Chirat means a long time, like forever. So, and Chirat means, like we say, Chiranjeev. It means living entities, humans that are living, human beings that live for a long, long time, like Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi is a Chiranjeev. And Ashwatthama Muni is a Chiranjeev. And Bali Maharaj is a Chiranjeev. Like this. The list is there. So, Chiram Charat, and Arbita Chiram Charat, Chiram Charat, a long, long time. Chiram Chirat means a very, very long time. When long time? I gave this the last time Krishna came here. When did Krishna come here? The day before. But it was the day of Brahma. And the day before, when Krishna came here last time, was 312 billion years or whatever a day of Brahma is. Can't remember. Astronomical, inconceivable numbers. Lots of zeros. Like, boo. 312, and then, oh, so many zeros. Million, trillion, zillion. I don't know. I can't count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's like cell numbers are enough for my brain to try to remember what to speak of that. So this is Krishna. Every single person, every single devotee, he'll expand that Shringar Ras into their heart. So we're doing Radha Krishna Yugalopasaka Bhajan, and we're pursuing and cultivating Shringar Rati, this divine amor and divine prema. So then Krishna's Shringar Rasa Sarvastram to all the bhaktas and all the dasis and dasas, then that they get, he expands into their hearts so they can exchange in their seva filled body and their love filled heart, they can exchange in loving relationships with Krishna and Shringar Rati Sarvastram. So this is, he expands into the hearts of the sadhakas, the Radha Govinda Yugal Upasakas, they're worshipping Radha Govinda together. And expands in the hearts of all the gopis. Because all of the upasakas in Gaudiya Vaishnavism that are worshipping Radha Govinda Yuga, Radha Madhav, Radha Shamsundar, whatever your name you have, they're all going to become sadhana siddha braja gopis. Sukumari Kishori. Sukumari Kishori. Kishori means a beautiful young teenage girl. And Sukumari means very soft, tender, gentle, beautiful, innocent, sweet, and naughty. Naughty, it's mixed in there. You know naughty? Yeah. So because the Sakis are having their intimate relationship with Krishna and Parakya Bhav, the gopis and Krishna's love, and then all the mantris, so we're all, Gaudiyas are basically 99.999999% in the mantri Bhav, and exceptions are anywhere, and everything's possible. There's nothing exclusive. Everything is inclusive. You want this? You're on board. I don't want to be a gopi. I want to be a coward boy. Okay, get on. There's only one boat here. It's called the SS Gauranga. SS Nittai Gauranga Sitanath. You know, SS. This is something in English Navy. UK Navy. It's called, they launch a boat, and they name it after some queen. SS Queen Elizabeth II. QE2. QE1 or whatever. So SS means sailing ship. I don't know, whatever it means, whatever. So anyway, you want any Vatsali Ras, you want whatever Ras, but you're a Gaudiya, okay, the boat will take you there. the same Maha Mantra, the same Gopa Mantra, but your conception, your mantra art, your mantra art, and your sadhana bhajan, and your manobhishtam. In other words, how you want to worship Krishna, and what form, and what way of bhajan, all that will be accommodated and included, inclusive, within the practice of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So that's why I said, no one is excluded, everyone is included. This is the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Such grand mercy. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Chuse Nama. Everyone knows he's Krishna Prema Pradayate. Everywhere, everyone take. You want to love me as a coward boy, you want to love me as a mother and father, you want to love me as a beloved gopi, you want to love me as a dasi of Radha and me. Take it. All Gauranga will give to everyone. So there's no cause for fighting or you, this, that, you want to be this, you want to be that. This doesn't work. This is not transcendental. This is not spiritual. One great saint, he said this, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami. He said that in a spiritual world, everywhere the center, nowhere circumference. Now you have to have some very good brain, but it's not so difficult. Everywhere the center, nowhere circumference. So if we draw a circle, we draw a circle, right? No circle. Then in the middle of it, we put a dot. Bing! So the dot is the center of the circle. But then the circle is very large. So he said, in the spiritual world, everywhere the center, nowhere the circumference. What does that mean? That means in Goloka Vrindavan, the center of everyone's lives, the center of everyone's, I think you'll probably get it by now, the center of everyone's lives, everyone's thoughts, desires, actions, exchanges, movements is one. Krishna Toshan. Anya Bilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karma Adiramvritam, Anukulyena Krishnanu, Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. Shilanam says Anushilanam must be cultivated for the pleasure of Krishna. Anukulya, Anukulyena Krishnanu. So there's so many points and so many devotees, but they're all fixed in the center. So in the spiritual world, everywhere the center. There's actually only one personality in the spiritual world. That's Krishna, Sri Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. And every other servant and every other devotee is simply part of that one center. The one center is Krishna. He's standing under the Kadamba tree in Tribhanga form, threefold bending form. He's playing the flute. And everyone expands from him, and everyone, they expand from him, and he puts their love in all their hearts, and all their love is redirected and given back to him. So Krishna's in the center, and everything and everyone in Vrindavan is in the center in Krishna's heart, reciprocating with their individual loving dealings with Krishna. So in the spiritual world, everywhere is center, nowhere is circumference. In the material world, everywhere is circumference, nowhere is center. So because in the spiritual world, everyone if you have a lake of water, you know, water, lake, and you throw a stone in that lake, boom, a rock, stone. Then it goes in the lake, bloop, then it makes circles, concentric circles, you know, big, small, dot, 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 dot. So that's nice. But if you throw one rock in the lake, the pond, lake, then another rock, then those circles coming from the first rock will overlap and clash with the other. It's called, in English, or political terms, it's called a clash of interests between North Korea and South Korea. There's a clash of interests. So the material world is everywhere circumference, nowhere the center, because no one agrees on anything. Husband doesn't agree with the wife doesn't agree with the husband, and this, that, the other thing. So everyone has their own circle. You have your circle, my circle. So all the circles are bouncing into each other and bouncing off each other. There's nowhere there, in the material world, nowhere the center, everywhere the circumference. But in the spiritual world, there's no one moving around in some circle. Everyone's in one point, center, with Krishna.
One in mind with Krishna, one in heart with Krishna, one in play with Krishna, one in seva with Krishna, one in dreams with Krishna. Even when we dream of Krishna. It's called Swapna Amrita Vilas. Swapna Amrita Vilas. Vilas, loving pastimes and exchanges. Swapna, dream. Amrita, nectar, joy, bliss, taste, ecstatic. What I've been searching for, the nectar we've been searching for. On the way to Krishna, the higher taste. You must have heard of all these phrases and books before. So this is Sarvasvam, Sringa Rasa Sarvasvam, Shiki Pichim Bhushanam. So we said these Aishwarya Tattva and he's all these things, but then he's Shiki Picham Bhushanam. And how is this grand personality, how is this glorious personality, this the Ham Sarvasya Prabhupada, the Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, who is the source of everything and everyone. He must be so grand and glorious and opulent and wealthy and rich and highly placed. What does he look like? Oh, what does he look like? Oh, he's a little boy. He's a little boy, like 14, 15, and he doesn't wear shoes. He doesn't wear shoes? Is he a beggar? Is he a bungie? Is he a street sweeper? Or what? No, he doesn't wear shoes. And what does he do? Is he creating, maintaining universes or killing demons? No, he just walks along behind some cows and sometimes they poop. And then he steps in it. It doesn't seem to matter. If he has cow dung on his feet, he doesn't mind. And then a bunch of brudge sticks on the cow dung, so it dries off. So sometimes he plays his flute. What? Yeah, this is the same Sringar Ras Sarvastram. This is the same Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada. This is the same Bhagavan, Ishwar Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigara, Anadi Radhir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam Govinda, Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami. Yeah, that's the same one. Shiki Picha Bibhushanam. Bhushanam means decorate, ornament. And Vibhushanam means to really deck out. Oh, I'm just going to the temple for darshan. Just earrings and a nose ring and a bangle. But I'm going to a wedding in Radhadamana Mandir. Oh, now watch out. Wow, it's like mehendi and this and that. And the hair is going in 1,000 directions up there somewhere. And even the birds think it's some nest they can go inside and maybe lay egg over there. I don't know. Be a good idea. Do some save it a brush. So I like what? And then wow, it's like Vibhushana. Wow, it's like Lakshmi Devi personified or whatever. Or well, rather, I'd rather like to say, if you don't mind, Maya Devi personified. So the idea is that Krishna is not just Vibhushana, he's Vibhushana. And what makes him so, because Vibhushana means highly decorated, really decked out, as we would say, with gold and necklaces and painting and eyes and up here and down there and this color up here and that color down here and nails and belt matches your shoes and your shoes match your pocketbook. And everything is like just like tip-top, crazy, wild, perfect. So that's, you know, but Krishna is Vibhushana. So that we know what makes a beautiful, handsome man or a beautiful lady decorated or ornamented. So Bhagavan, he's a Sringar Rasa Sarvasam. He must be really decked out. So what does Bhagavan Sri Krishna do when he wants to really dress up? Wow, cowboys, we're going out to take care of the cows. This is a huge engagement. How long will it take? We'll be gone for about 9 hours. This wedding party is about 9 hours. Okay. And so I'm all dressed up for the wedding party. I'll be there. I'll be like, wow. So Krishna's going out for the cow party. It's called the Gocharan Leela. And then they say, well, how are you going to dress up? Well, I have a dhoti, yellow dhoti and little chudder. And I got this peacock feather. I'll just put it right here. That'll be the top. So everybody will comment on that. When I walk into the cow party, everyone's going to say, wow, did you see that peacock feather on that guy? He must, you know, what a crown, what an ornament. That's his Vibhushana. That's Vibhushana means Vishesh-bhushana. Really special, exotic, amazing ornament. A peacock feather, the feather from the backside of a bird. I mean, that's a little strange to me. But this is the... What is this? This is the Madhurya aspect, because one side we have the Aishwarya, he's Sarvasvam. But the other side we have, he's just a kid with a peacock feather
hare walking in the forest playing a flute. That's the one. Gopinath, mama nivadana shuno, vishaya chariya, serase majiya, muke bolo hari hari. Gopinath. I used to listen in my own ear, suck shut, to Vishnu Jan Swami sing this at 9 o'clock at night to serenade Rukmini and Dwarkadish in L.A., 1974. Gopinath. He had a very beautiful voice. Prabhupada liked very much. Vishnu Jan Swami. You've heard? Yeah, he's famous. Prabhupada, when Prabhupada heard his voice, he said, this voice is like a Gandharva. I met this devotee, I associate a little bit. So a few days, a few weeks. Gopinath. So this is the Gopinath with the peacock feather and the hair. Shiki Picha Vibhushanam.